following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Wayfarm's WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, streaming online at wayfarm.org/listen. My name's Olivia, and this is my Radio Ravioli.
Do I move you?
Them summer days, those summer days.
Do I move you?
I cry at night when I want to.
Out
of school, yeah.
County fair in the country sun.
In case you forgot, or you you don't know, you're listening to me, Olivia. Where are we going with this? We're heading into the second hour. And I think we're gonna change it up soon, so stay tuned for that. I'm looking forward to something, but I don't wanna leave something to be desired, so I'll be a little less I won't say it is what I'm looking for to say. Ooh, man, sometimes language in front of this thing just gets all tied. You know, you're alone, it's late. But I'm not alone, and it's not too late. You're here. And maybe it's not late where you are. Yeah, I'm not alone. That's something I have to tell myself. We are not alone.
Let me hear you say it.
As I sit here writing you this letter, I'm listening to the sound of the midnight train as it moves and changes across the hills. It reminds me of you as it travels to the back of my mind. Now that's a pretty weird idea. I don't know why it should remind me of you. Sometimes I just listen and it doesn't remind me of anything. It seems to create the space and time in which it moves. It comes from nowhere. Anyway, I'm getting off the subject. I really wrote to tell you the bar we used to play at has changed hands again. Do you remember how everyone got together and danced until dawn? Just like a religion. It took an hour to get the tunes out of your head. Then we got stoned, and in that presence we'd talk about our crazy ideas. I remember you said that a child growing up, the growth of the feeling of being inside yourself, and a sound changing over space and time were similar experiences. Their motions had the same shape. Oh boy.
Thank you.
Speaking of younger people, your cousin is growing up fast. When he was 4 months old, he was sucking his thumb and waving his arms, and after a year he was grabbing hold of blankets and rugs, pulling things toward himself, seeing how close he could get. We must have seemed like pictures on TV. Soon he started talking and opened his mouth wide to describe something big, breathing heavily in and out. To him, each breath was like a thought. When he was 1 year old, somebody would yawn in the room, and he wouldn't. He described things that weren't anywhere near him. An idea he heard one day, he would describe as his own on the next. When he was 2 or 3 and a half years old, he talked to his imaginary companion. Now he's 12 and imagines everything connected to everything else. The more defined a situation gets, the more he spaces out. I guess he wonders if his life is supposed to be a story. Of course, he was 5 when out of the blue, he started to speak Polish and recall his past lives. That certainly wasn't in the books. Sometimes you imagine you're in the music and sometimes you're apart from it. I remember the time the band gave your name, Blue Jean. There was a feeling that trouble was built into you, like they say, in your genes. Both you and I know you're no victim of circumstance.
Do you remember?
Of course, you do get obsessed, and at those times what you want to know gets drawn toward you. How close can you get? Ghosts appear mostly in February. How do you describe something which is invisible and unknowable? When the train goes by, what should I pay attention to? The sound, or what I see, or what goes on in my mind, or maybe all three of them at once? Three guesses, a coincidence, a connection outside, a connection inside. It's so beautiful to see someone thinking. Consider 4 billion people walking around with slightly different things in their heads at any given moment. When you're in this country, all the images that support living in the city disappear. The day before you left on that midnight train was the day we made up that weird theory about a history of consciousness. Of course, it was just as arbitrary as any history and started 12,000 years in the past. The people are peaceful, there's no government, and nothing is an example of anything. There are no words for past, present, future, or madness. It's always the first time. However, there is a voice that appears to each of them, barely distinct, softly, in between the other sounds of living. One side of the brain in each person is slowly sending pulses through to the other side. It is inevitable, according to this ordered-up theory, that an imaginary space, somewhere in the back of your mind, gets occupied by someone called I, who floats around in the same space it has created. Then we skipped a few thousand years to watch that unidentified inner voice become embodied in the voice of the ruler. Statues were in the center of town, just like today. Images of ancestors with large eyes, eye-to-eye contact, time ceases to exist, a younger and older man, a younger and older woman, eye-to-eye contact, mother and child. When you talk about love, everyone's an authority.
Differences and illusions.
8,000 or maybe 6,000 years ago, when young women were possessed oracles and older men were hot-blooded prophets for telling the future, their message was delivered in steady rhythmic verses, always the same rhythm, no matter what language. From one side of the brain to the other, from invisible heaven to foggy earth, this was sunlight inside and outside, without yawning or blinking. You can send your consciousness anywhere. And in the prophet's eyes, the ideas on the periphery of his vision frame what he sees. The possibilities are beads of light constantly changing intensity. He imagines the experience is always the same and always entirely out of control, somewhere out there. Every 11 and 1100th years, there is a cycle of increased sunspot activity. Every 11 and 1/10th years, there is a cycle of mass human excitability. If something went one way, and if the space were somehow closed off, the idea was that something had to go the other way. There are so many cycles, you could just as well see the changes as random. Someone called it peaceful coexistence, the way the waves travel through the same medium, the water, and cross through each other transparently without destruction. The rest of the story, Blue, was that the outside voices began to be heard inside 4,100 or maybe 3,700 years ago. People started to write laws down and make treaties. The world was pictured in sets of two, and the ideas of history, motives, and strategies were dreamed up. These went along with war, life stories, and authorities from outer space. On the periphery of this country, someone made up the notion that you could change yourself by changing your consciousness, without connections, beyond contradictions. His blood pressure was highest at 3 in the afternoon and lowest at 3 in the morning. When he started singing with his friends, someone would remember just the words and someone would remember just the tunes.
We're
two
listening to
space and three types of connections.
Out of the Blue, a letter from
a day,
home
each of them
about
his
sound and consciousness.
A steady structure, a complete decision with only four
narrating
moves.
Is
yes and no
Kathy
on the
Morton.
First possibility. Yes and no on the other one.
On a track by Blue
Did he need that
Jean
image outside to have
Tyranny.
That feeling inside?
What a good name. I've been thinking about Wawa and how I wish I was in a Wawa right now. Maybe I just want what I can't have because I don't live in Central Jersey, so I can't get this Wawa. I had a sandwich when I went there this weekend to the good old Wawa. But I could have ordered so much more. They also have coffee drinks. I did get coffee, but they have like fancy drinks, coffee drinks that I could have had, but I didn't do it. That's what I'm thinking about. Instead of tunes and what I'm playing, regrets about the Wawa. That's what I'm left with. You know, I think if you were to visit the East Coast for the first time, or New Jersey, New York, choose New Jersey, choose Central Jersey, go to the Wawa. You won't regret it. People might ask, why'd you try to do that? But those people don't know. I feel like people have been saying New York is dead for like 1,000 years, but it kind of actually is. It's all about Central Jersey. It's all about the Wawa. There are many Wawas, so you can go to anyone.
I've changed since since I was young, or has it always been this way? I guess I want a vision beyond consciousness, the way a culture takes 20 years to catch up to what can occur in a flash to one person, someone who's done his thinking before he realizes it. I can accept the way I pay attention to things, even if every 96 minutes I get an urge to talk, eat, or kiss somebody. Yes, just anybody. And I start to pay attention to the miracles that I do know about. You know, I never set the alarm, and I always wake up on time. Even in a thunderstorm, my mother would wake up only when she heard her baby cry. When I play a piece on the piano once, it goes on rehearsing by itself, and it's easier to play the next time. And there are the coincidences and the invisible ideas that reveal themselves anytime you start to go through the motions. Are they really out there, Blue? Going to the center of town by calculated spirals which run down, going to the center of town randomly. All the energy is mysteriously conserved as the bird flies. From time to time, I feel another world growing up among the one I experience every day, and it seems no conclusions can be drawn about anyone's eventual fate. Sometimes I put my fingertips on the top of my eyes and apply pressure slightly. Then the pressure is released, and flashes of light still remain floating among the forms that are shaped like networks. That pressure to move the lights is the same as taking on any idea to move my body. One side of my brain keeps rambling on to write you this letter, while the other side is setting it to rhythmic music, migrating from fundamental harmonics to the harmonics of those harmonics, building its own bridge. Part of light to a molecule, to fluorescence, to warmth, to my body and its rhythms, and back again. We're not attached or separate in space. Slipping in between the pulses of consciousness, UFOs appear mostly in April, coinciding with the sudden appearance and disappearance of stars. But anyway, it's always the first time. By the luminescence of the town and the faint morning light and the light it gives off. That light defines the area all around the train, just as your love defines the way you see the life closest to you. Is that too corny, Blue? Well, you know, that's how we are here. Right soon.
I move you. Are you willing?
We feel so lucky you chose us. Yes. I know how busy you are. I don't know how you do it.
Do I move you? Are you willing?
Don't worry about being late for the appointment. Clients like you are our top priority. We feel so lucky you chose us.
Do I move you? Are you willing?
Hello, hello, hello. How's it going? Ooh, I think it's going good. Settling down. I like this start loud, ease up thing. It's going okay. Christmas time, and someone said, "Oh, that's a nice Christmas sweater you have." I didn't think it was so explicit, but I guess it is. But I'm wearing that today, and I'm hoping that it's like far enough away from Christmas that people think I'm being I'm not late anymore. Like people. It's like a choice that I chose to wear this. It's not like I keep wearing the same winter sweater. Like I'm being ironic or too cool. But it's the perfect width, or not width, thickness for this type of weather. Where I'm sort of cold, but sort of not cold. The sun's in my eyes, but I'm still sort of cold. You know what I mean? But yeah. Or people, like, I'm either hoping that people don't look at the sweater, or if they do, it's like a... I don't know. They'll smirk. We'll share a glance at my daring fashion statements. Thank you for joining me here this late. For me, late evening. For you, maybe not late. But either time, this time on the radio. It's kind of cool. Projecting my voice on the radio is kind of cool. Too much, and I've been on Twitter too much. I don't do sounds crazy. I never thought I'd say that. I've been on Twitter too much, but I've been on Twitter too much. I don't really do other social media these days. I've grown tired of Facebook and that train. So I've been on Twitter a lot, and I've been making GIFs a lot. Two things I never thought I'd say, but here I am saying them. But once you start making GIFs, you really can't stop. It's like everything becomes a GIF. Is that how you say it? GIF or GIF? Is it like a gift without a T? I think it's a gift. It's a GIF. There's so many words I don't say out loud enough. Actually my sister's birthday. I have two sisters, and one of their birthdays is today. The other one is June 4th, so it just happened. My birthday is not nearby, but I'm a Sagittarius. But I always wanted to be a Gemini, because both my sisters are Geminis, and so is my mom. And winter is not a fun birthday time. I guess now it is, because I don't really care about my birthday. But when I used to, it was kind of annoying.
Do I move you? Is it thrilling?
that pleases me. Are you ready for this action? Does it give you satisfaction? Are you hip to what I'm saying? If you are, then let's start swaying. The answer better be that pleases me. Touch it. Do you quiver from your head down to your liver?